100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the schedule. And today's weekly topic. Anyway, the topic for today is comments. I keep stumbling on myself. I woke up my usual a little earlier than I should, although I went to bed earlier than I should, and you know me, I don't sleep all the way through most nights, so woke up, got a few chores done, did this, did that. I thought I was going to record early, so I didn't start the vacuum, but now it's 8:30, I've already done my walk, so I'm going to do all the recordings and start the vacuum, and whatever. I don't know. And it's a robot. And this sofa that I'm on, I ordered a love seat to replace it because I don't need a big sofa. And I've been laying down improperly, which hurts my left side. And when I sit up for work, I'm fine. So yeah, bad habits. I keep a diary and a log of all the stuff. And I just keep telling myself I need to do better. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories. Y'all don't want to hear me with a long ramble, goofball, rant, whatever anymore. Maybe I should have Doge look at the podcast and cut out all the garbage, you know? All the waste. Here's the stories, and I'll check back in with you when they're over. Okay?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm on a drive to improve customer service. I've never been a fan of the customer is always right philosophy, but I like to keep my sponsors happy. A contented customer equals repeat business, and that has to be a good thing. So I've introduced customer comment cards. You know, the ones with smiley faces, to provide feedback on my service, and I'm pleased to say that it's all been very positive. So I'm extending the scheme to my other stakeholders. And now I always leave a comment card with the corpse. Unfortunately, the cops never fill the things in.
Hello everyone, Lizzy here, and this is my story for this week. He wondered what that was, a pseudo-kebab featuring the most unusual-looking food? Upon inquiring about what exactly was being cooked, he realized that some strange items had indeed been stabbed and were merrily burning away. As far as he could see, no pun intended, there were eyes mixed with a few fingers and something that resembled a dragon wing, that is, if there were dragons. He wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but he was hungry and he could just close his eyes. He did. Let's just say, the following week was not the easiest week. And this is my story, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 981 with a prompt of comments. So, here are my comments. The red-haired girl charged forward and pushed the bully in the middle of the back. "Hey, meathead, your parole officer is looking for you." When he turned to face her, Bilbert noticed she was as tall as the brute. He sneered at her. "Shut up, Bobby. We don't need comments from the peanut gallery." Bobby smiled. "I'll tell Mom you're bullying again." Bilbert saw the family resemblance then. Broad shoulders, sturdy build, red hair, and freckles. Though Bobby was much prettier. "Patrick Yawn, please come to the principal's office," came over the intercom. Bobby waved her brother goodbye. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. Like, subscribe, comment. The mantra of the internet. But what if I don't like, don't wish to subscribe, and have nothing at all to say? Should I leave a comment anyway, explaining that I've no comment to add? Therein lies the paradox. If I really don't like it, then I really should say so. If I don't, then my protests will remain unheard. But if I leave a comment, even a negative one, it'll just boost the algorithm. Damned if I do, damned if I don't. So, what do you think I should do? Please just leave a comment below. That's it. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Once Upon a Time. Imagine if fairy tales had a comment option during a bedtime story. Well, actually they do. Peppered with requests for water and repeated trips to the toilet, the more precocious the youngin, the more complex the comment, or in the case of the uber precocious, a running commentary. Mix in the vitriolic orbit of the internet, which has seeped into the dearest of infants. We have a problem, Houston. Take Goldilocks. Timmy's comment, deep imperialist overtones. And Sally's comment on Little Red Riding Hood in a post-QAnon landscape. Whatever happened to, and they all lived happily ever after. Whatever. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Miller was warned early in his influencer career never to read the comments section. "Hire someone to do that for you," said his mentor. "Let them deal with the public while you just do what you do." Every now and then Miller's assistant would send an email with a few comments worth responding to on the channel. As artificial intelligence advanced, Miller handed the comment section to a bot, and he crafted an avatar to read his writing on the channel. As long as he kept writing, that is. He gave that up when he found a decent writing bot.
Well, that's it for this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. Ooh, apparently I've been selected for a YouGov survey. It's been the same one over and over again. I'm so tired of the, do you feel like you're being productive? Do you this, do you that? And I'm like, don't make me think or feel. You know, let me just click stuff. How many hours did you do this? How many hours did you do this? What, is this like a hidden survey from work? I don't know. They're so nosy. But I At least I got to screw up all the polling for the last election, so good. I'm kind of tired of pollsters. Everybody is, I guess. Anyway, let's look at what the next topic is. Teradiddle. That's weird. I have no idea what that means. I should probably look it up. Sounds a little dirty. Maybe it is. I don't know. Some of you people like to slip in some that are Britishisms or whatever. Maybe I should just put wanker in there. I think I'm going to add that to the list when I do the collecting. Who knows if I'm still doing this 22 or 23 years. That's a pretty long... I'm looking at the list right now of all the stuff that's collected up, and my God. Yeah, there are a lot built up in the list, so... And I know every few weeks I collect up from the Gmail folder that I collect up the weekly challenges in, and I finally go through and put all the topics up. So I'll get around to it, like I'll get around to actually recording the weekly stories the week of. Maybe I'll do that today. You know, it's not like anything big is going on today. I don't give a real give a crap about the Super Bowl. I mean, it just Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, okay. Everyone's revealing that his slides are effectively cheating. The refs. There's a pattern. There are calls that are not made, and then there are calls made on others, and it just, I don't know. It's billionaires and millionaires, and I don't care, and it pisses me off that they all get endorsement deals with insurance companies when insurance companies are out there to screw everybody else. You know, it just, I don't care. I just, even the commercials are like, it's supposed to be like celebrity everywhere, and if I'm not going to let celebrities sell me political candidates, you're not going to sell me toilet paper, motherfuckers. So, yeah. That's all. Enough of a rant. Is everybody going to leave now that I'm just grouchy and old? Probably. Anyway, thank you all for putting up with this crap. And as always, keep it brief.